It didn't take long for the protests to get violent. Snowballs, rocks, and ice were thrown at police during an educational protest where an estimated 50,000 protesters across Quebec province descended upon downtown Montreal to protest against hikes in tuition fees.
We knew that the Parti Québécois wouldn't cooperate with us. We hate hypocrite attitudes, so we're just so tired of it.
This is perhaps one of the largest demonstrations that has taken place since the PQ took power. Protesters here say they're not only against tuition hikes, but they're for free education.
We wanted a discussion. We wanted that the public just learn how free education is possible, and we cannot because the media doesn't listen to us, the government doesn't listen to us. They only want to have it's all about money.
The protest was organized by ASEE, what some say is a radical student group. The group is opposed to the government's decision of a planned 3% tuition hike, which would amount to about $70 a year. The protest coincided with a two-day educational summit that wrapped up in Montreal, where many students say was too short of a summit and their voices were not heard. Police officers eventually ended up charging at protesters and arrested at least 10 people for assaulting police officers.
Quebec is being corrupt and it should be fixed really quick. We need somebody to rule this place and it's just not working, so I understand everybody being in the street. I think it's a good thing that they're doing, but at the same time, I don't think it would do anything.
Quebec students pay the lowest average rate for education in Canada, at about $2,500 a year, but many are upset that they were misled by the government and expected a tuition freeze. More demonstrations are planned for next week. Ashante Hathaway, Press TV, Montreal.